WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Many people think about saving $1 million for retirement. A considerable body of conventional wisdom suggests that $1 million makes for a happy retirement, though like all rules of thumb, this one is imperfect. When discussing savings, people and their advisors often discuss 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, and other financial savings vehicles. But as pointed out by writer Felix Salmon, paying off one's mortgage is also a form of saving for retirement. Here's the logic. Let's say you purchase a home for $315,000 today. Let's also generously say that it appreciates 8% a year for the next 15 years. You would be living in a $1 million home by the time you pay off your 15-year mortgage. You would be a millionaire for the cost of a $63,000 down payment and about $2,000 a month in mortgage payments at an interest rate of 4.5%. According to Salmon, your total outlay would be a bit more than $400,000. It's even less if you itemize your tax return thanks to the still existing mortgage interest tax deduction. Of course, at the heart of that calculation is the 8% home value appreciation over a lengthy period. But in many communities, home values have appreciated at better than 8% in recent years. Moreover, owning a home means having a place to stay, and there's real value in that. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.